Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 22nd of June 2025. Today's topic is Result of Covetousness, Part 3. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 21 verses 16 through 25. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Verse 18, Arise, go down to meet Ahab king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed, and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. Verse 22, And will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city the dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 22. And will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. According to Merriam-Webster, a covetous person is marked by inordinate desire for wealth, or possessions, or for another's possessions. The sin of covetousness is very dangerous. Wars are fought between nations because of the desire of one to dominate the other, or to take over its territory. Because of its dangerous and sinful nature, God addressed covetousness in the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 20 verse 17. Yet, it is even more prevalent and easier to indulge in today, through the social media-driven world. Young Christians must know that the sin of covetousness is sneaky or devious and can happen without your awareness. That is why you must regularly check your heart, knowing that we all have the potential of falling victim to this threatening sin. When a covetousness spirit takes hold of you, you can begin to despise God's blessings in your own life, but end up never satisfied. You can also end up in financial ruin, and will never enjoy life. However, the more you are thankful for what God has blessed you with, the more you will enjoy life. Quote for the day. Regularly check your heart. The challenge for today is, are you satisfied with what you have? Prayer. O God, help me to be content with what I have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.